This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges. Seven games, 9 lives, £250,000.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube? Stand the pressure inside it, you can win big money. Will someone hold their nerve tonight and walk away with £250,000? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. It's Theresa Mullen! Welcome, Theresa. Lovely to see you. Welcome to The Cube. So you are Theresa Mullen. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Gateshead.
OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm an online trainer.
OK, and who have you brought with you?
I've brought my lovely husband, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, Phil.
And my niece, Carly.
Hello, Carly.
And my best friend, Irene.
Well, hello.
Very nice to meet you all. Do you think she's got what it takes to beat The Cube?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, yes. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat The Cube?
I have the gumption to give it a go, Philip.
That is all it takes between you and £250,000. You feeling good?
Yes.
You have 9 lives. You have your Simplify, so if you're having trouble, you can make a game easier. Hopefully you won't need that. For £1,000, this is what's inside the cube.
Memory flash. A number of red squares will flash up on the floor for just half a second. You must count how many there are. Theresa, you will need concentration and a photographic memory to succeed.
So you've seen this on the show before?
Yes.
How's your photographic memory?
Not so good, but I have a little tip that I'm going to try.
What's that?
Once the flash up, close my eyes so the image stays in my head. And that was off my friend Ivy.
OK, well, let's hope you get the timing right for that, because it would be such a shame if they flashed whilst your eyes were shut.
Well, yes.
That would be a big old guess, that
one. Absolutely.
OK, so you're feeling good about it?
We are just about to find out.
Shall we? You've got 9 lives. You have your Simplify. So if you're ready for £1,000, enter the cube. How does that feel?
It's bigger than my chicken coop.
How many chickens have you got?
2.
Well, that would be a lot of space for 2 chickens. Look at those squares on the floor. Some of them will flash. You've got to remember how many of them did. It's only for half a second. It is really fast. So you've got to be ready for that. Hopefully your technique will work. You tell me when you're ready. And for £1,000, the cube will play the game.
Ready.
Very best of luck. Cube, play the game. It's fast, isn't it? Well, you didn't shut your eyes, did you?
No, I forgot.
It can happen. What's your number?
7.
You think 7. Are you right at 7? Cube, is she right or wrong?
8 lives remaining.
Were you not sure, not confident about that answer?
I think I missed an area over here.
OK. Yeah. Well, it's going to happen again. It'll be the same combination, the same number, so you know it's not 7.
Right.
OK. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. You're saying 8 this time. How sure are you of that?
75%.
Is it 8? Cube, reveal. Yeah! Congratulations. Brilliantly done. Look at that. Beautiful.
I got past the first game.
You got past the first game. You only lost the one life, which is absolutely no problem at all. And what's more, you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Arrange the seven blocks in the center of the table to create a square. If you fail to piece all seven blocks into the allocated space within 10 seconds, you will lose a life. It's just shape sorting, Teresa. Do you want to play?
So it's a puzzle. It really is just a puzzle. Are these the sort of things that you like to do?
I have done puzzles in the past, so yeah. yes.
This is obviously a little bit more intense, it's for £2,000, and you do have a time restriction. You've got to be pretty quick with this. You're in good shape, you've got your eight lives, you've got your simplify, and the cube will now give you your trial run, so you can try again if you want to before you decide to play it. That's your armory, that's what you've got. What are you going to do?
Go for it.
Go for it. Go for I think it. You'll be fine.
I think she can do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Take your time looking at it first before you say ready and
good
do it
advice.
In the head first.
Concentration is the element. Mm-hmm. Forget about the time. Concentrate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All sounds good to me. That's yep. very good advice. Happy with all of that?
I am, yes.
You're going in?
I'm going in.
For £2,000, the very best of luck. Enter the cube. Already tensely looking at those shapes.
Yes.
Using every moment. Quite right, too.
I expected them all to be the same shape, but they're all different sizes. As in, that one's really wide.
If they were all the same shape, that might make it slightly easy.
And?
You will have 10 seconds to make those into the shape of a square. You tell us when you're ready, the cube will start the game, the floor will flash red, and your timer will begin.
Right. I'm ready.
Cube, play the game.
Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The more you do it, the more you know where they've got to go.
I know where the pieces need to go now.
You only just missed it. You fumbled.
I fumbled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fumbled with it. So that down, that in, that up. I am ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Very best of luck. Hopefully you'll be out here with £2,000 in a matter of moments. You ready?
Yes.
Cube, start the game.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Isn't that amazing how quickly you learn it? From the first time, which took a life, and then the second time, you've got a second and a half left over. So well
Strange.
Done, that's really good. You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Dual reflex. Two balls will be fired at you from two corners of the cube. You must catch both without dropping them. You will need quick reflexes and a good catch, Teresa, if you want to win £10,000.
Can you catch?
No. I'm hopeless with balls. Really bad.
Now what do we do? Hey, do you want to have a word with your team?
What do you think?
You'll be fine. You can do it with a patch. You've done it in the kitchen.
You've done it in the kitchen.
With a pair of socks.
So you have practiced this?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But not at speed.
All for £10,000?
No, you can do this, G.
I think you can do this.
Definitely.
Go for it.
Seven.
What you keep forgetting is you can catch your chickens in the chicken coop, so you can do that.
Are they fired at you in the chicken coop?
I've never personally caught them, Philip, but she's caught the chickens in the chicken coop.
It's for £10,000, so how will you spend it?
I have an old boiler at home that needs to
be fixed. No, he's fine!
That's cruel, isn't it?
Got a few more years left to be here.
That's heating, not husband.
Right.
And we've got repairs to the roof that need doing, so it will soon get spent.
You have got seven lives, you've got a trial run, you've got your Simplify. I'll give you a statistic for this one. On average, it takes 2.1 lives. So you've got to decide what you're going to do.
I think I will definitely go for it.
For £10,000, the very best of luck, enter the cube. You are in. There you go. For £10,000.
Stand in the right place.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to go over my head.
No.
If I come back a bit, I'll have more time to react.
In the middle.
No.
Forward.
In the middle.
Just, yeah.
A bit further forward.
One of the tricks of this one is positioning. So where you stand to catch them. Not only catching them, but maximum effect. And they may go over your...
No, it doesn't
they
work.
They may go over your head if you did that.
Right. I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Good luck. Well done.
I just jumped on it, oddly.
You jumped on your foot. Jumped oddly on your foot. Oh my! Can we have our balls back? Just sit yourself down. Sit down. Sit down. If you've hurt your foot.
It just felt like a nerve.
Do you want to sit down?
I think I just want to try and get it moving.
Is it something you've had before?
No.
Or is it?
Oh well, it's an old sprained ankle. This one wasn't it? An old sprain.
Right. So listen, Teresa. You just hang on for just a second, and I think this might be a time to take a break. Teresa came down very heavily on her foot. She has had to go off for a scan, unfortunately, and so that's where her journey with the cube ends. She's decided to take her £10,000, so Teresa, enjoy spending that and hope you get well very soon. In the meantime, let's meet our next contestant to take on the cube. Welcome. I wonder if there's any gripping games in the cube this evening. It doesn't stand a chance. You are Alan Morton from where?
Portree in the Isle of Skye.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm involved with solar PV, solar thermal, biomass, whole lots of renewable energies.
Who have you brought with you?
I have brought with me my wife, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hiya.
Leon.
Hi.
Leon.
And Danielle, my daughter.
Hello.
So, do you think he's got what it takes to beat the cube?
Yes, definitely.
And do you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Well, so would we.
Yep.
If you're ready, game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Revolving shot. You must throw the ball into the moving target container. You must correctly match the speed and trajectory of both the ball and the target in order to succeed. So, Alan, are you confident?
3 balls into a bucket. For £1,000.
Easy.
Yeah? Feel good about it?
Yeah. But it's the cube, so I never know.
Well, you've got 9 lives.
Yep.
You also have your simplifies. If you're struggling, you can make it easier.
Yes.
If you're ready.
Absolutely.
For £1,000, Alan, the best of luck, and enter the cube! So you are just throwing balls into that tub. It's going to revolve in a moment, and you're going to get ball in there. Each one of the balls by the side of you represents a life.
Yep.
Hopefully, you will get it in one and be out here with £1,000.
Sounds good.
Feeling confident?
Reasonably so,
well,
yeah.
Let's start it spinning.
Okay.
And round it goes. Go when you're ready.
Okay.
All you got to do is to get that ball into that tub.
You must place all 10 balls onto the poles within 17 seconds. You can use both hands, but you can only pick up one ball at a time. The time begins when the floor flashes red. Alan, you will need to be quick, but remain controlled for £2,000.
Speed and accuracy. This one. You've seen this one before?
No. I've not been doing my research.
Well, you have built a lot of the games at home.
Yes, I have.
So this isn't one that you've built?
No. I have been trawling the internet, YouTube and everything to try and see all the different ones. What can we do? What can we practice? But I've not seen that one.
Well, you've got all 9 lives. Yeah. You've got your Simplify. The cube will now give you a trial run. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Okay. For £2,000, the very best of luck,
thank you.
Enter the cube.
It's tall, isn't it?
Yes, it is quite tall. And you can decide which end you start. You can start wherever you like.
Start here, I think.
9 lives, 9 attempts, £2,000, and all you've got to do is to put those balls on top of the poles. You've got 17 seconds to do it, and the last ball only has to touch the top of the pole. It doesn't have to stay there.
Okay.
Okay. Happy?
Yes.
You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Okay.
Cube, play the game. This is doable. It's doable.
3.
It's doable. Quick. You had half a second left. Very, very good. At one stage, about halfway through, I thought he's not going to make this. Well
That's
done.
That's what I thought.
Well, you did, and you have £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
axes. A red bar and a blue bar will move across the floor of the cube. By pressing the corresponding button, you must stop both bars within the gray lines. How is your hand-eye coordination, Alan? For £10,000.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I just have to make sure that I don't get too focused on one of them.
Yep.
Could see it being really easy just to get drawn to one.
Well, on average, it takes 2.9 lives,
right,
this one. You've got all nine. Yep. You've got your Simplify, you've got your Trial Run. It's, yep, for £10,000. So have you thought about spending that £10,000?
Yeah. We're in the middle of building our own house just now, and quite good to put a bit of money in there to get that finished, because as we stand just now, it's kind of touch and go whether or not we could actually finish the house.
You're going to put solar panels on the roof?
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah. Well, hopefully, this will set you well on your way,
yeah,
to doing,
absolutely,
some of the things you want to do around your house.
Yep.
So, £10,000, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Straight in?
Absolutely.
£10,000 up for grabs inside the cube, if you're ready, Alan. Into the cube. So there it is. Those are the two grey train tracks. The colours will hurtle towards them. You've got to stop the red one and the blue one inside their respective grey lines.
What do you think, guys?
Yep. It should be a good one for you. Just keep your concentration. Just stay calm and focused.
Yeah.
Very focused.
You can do it.
You go when you're ready.
OK.
Cube, play the game. Now, you press them both at the same time there.
Yeah, it's a bit silly, isn't it?
Well,
I forgot there was a blue. I thought it was only a red, actually.
Well, that's what you said out here. You said you were just going to concentrate on one colour.
And I did exactly what I shouldn't have.
So you're not going to do that again, are you?
No.
No. Well, let's find out how you do right after the break.
Your first game was Revolving Shot, and you succeeded on your first attempt. On your next game, Placement, you also lost no lives. But now you're playing Axis, and before the break, you failed your first attempt, losing a life. You now have 8 lives, a Simplify, and a Trial Run remaining. So, will you be able to stop the colored bars within the gray lines to win £10,000?
Well, you tell me when you're ready. The cube will start the game.
Okay.
Cube, play the game.
Oh. 7 lives remaining.
Perfect on the red, and the blue was just